Hello?
Yes, good afternoon. This is Gabriel. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like just to ask you a few questions, sir, concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. I'm not telling anything, and I want to ask you for any type of donation. do I have the pleasure with Stephen?
Yep, this is he.
Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey, sir?
Democrat, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote?
Almost certain.
Are the chances?
Almost certain.
Okay, thank you very much. What is your race? White, black, Hispanic, Latino?
White.
Thank you very much. Okay, do you consider yourself... hold on just a moment. Would you please tell me what year were you born?
64.
64? Thank you. I'd like just to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 mean a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50% is neutral. You can use any number from 0 to 100.
All right,
or higher.
Yeah, got it. Go ahead.
Okay. Would
I'm
you say that you're...
Here,
yes. Would you say that you're unable to give an opinion or you have never heard about Andy Kim?
I'm neutral. 50.
Okay. What about Ravi Vala?
I don't know.
You never heard about?
No.
Okay. What about Tammy Murphy?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Okay.
Either.
How about Stephen Fulop?
Yes, I've heard of him. He's, I'd say 60, 70.
Okay, thank you very much. What about John Biden?
Biden?
Yes.
Joe Biden?
Yes.
80.
Okay, thank you very much. And how about Bob Menendez?
Menendez's son.
This is the father.
Senator Menendez's son.
Uh-huh. Bob Menendez, the father.
The father? 30.
Okay. How about Phil Murphy?
70.
Thank you very much. And how about Rob Menendez Jr.?
70.
70. Thank you very much. When you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
I don't know. No
okay.
Answer.
All right. Thank you. Would you say that you disapprove or approve of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress? Do you strongly disapprove, somewhat approve, or you strongly approve?
I disapprove because of his not just because of his, you know, the allegations of corruption, but also because of his anti-Cuban stance.
Okay, understand. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Tammy Murphy, Bob Menendez, Andy Kim, and Patricia Campos Medina, for who would you vote?
Probably Andy Kim. I don't know.
Okay, thank you very much. And if the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kylie JC, Rob Menendez, and Ravi Vala, from who would you vote?
I don't know.
Okay, undecided yet. Thank you so much for that. And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for Kylie JC, Rob Menendez, or Ravi Vala? Or you not decided yet?
Not decided.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bud Menendez?
Just that he's been accused of corruption
okay.
in Middle East ties.
So would you say that you have heard a lot?
Some.
Okay, thank you so much for that. We're at 50% on the survey. I really appreciate for your time, Matt. How closely would you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bud Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, or not closely
somewhat.
At all? Somewhat.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Please tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements.
Okay, this is going on too long. I'm cooking dinner, and I have to take it off the So this is it. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good
evening.
Bye.
Bye.